It is basically a freedom of information request that was made to the Defense Department by a legal services nonprofit called Legal Aid at Work. And what they found was between 1980 and 2011, 29,000 veterans who are gay or lesbian were separated from the service with a less than honorable discharge. Now, you may ask, what is the consequence of that? Well, if you are discharged from the service with a less than honorable, there's a slew of benefits you can't access, everything from loans to health care. And it can be obviously something that becomes a legacy of consequence, of troubling consequence to the veterans in question. Now, you got to remember, don't ask, don't tell. It's been almost a dozen years since it was repealed. And yet there are thousands of veterans who should have their discharges upgraded, who have not had their discharges upgraded. They're still unable to access these benefits that they earned by serving. So the numbers actually are for both before and after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was the law of the land. This is from 1980 to 2011. Remember, Don't Ask, Don't Tell started in 1994. But this gives us, it's been really hard during our six-month investigation. It's been hard to get any sense of scope. The Pentagon has not been forthcoming at all. No transparency. And so getting this FOIA has given us our first real sense of the scope of the issue. That's a lot of people. 29,000 plus.
And is that the most accurate picture we've seen about the number of gay and lesbians booted from the military because of sexual preference? There still seems to be some confusion on this.
It is confusing. And again, this is all a question of lack of transparency. It's unclear because the military has not been able or has not been willing to provide the numbers. We've been working with a number of, say, 14,000. Well, it turns out that it's 29,000 plus that have been given less than honorable discharges. And we have it broken down. It's about 18,000 general discharges, 8,000 other than honorable. And then there's some bad conduct and dishonorable. But you got to remember, again, in the dozen years since Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, there's only been about 1,300 discharges that were improperly granted that have been upgraded. 1,300 out of thousands and thousands. So again, it's the question, as far as our six-month investigation, the question we've been wanting to get our arms around is what is taking so long? There seems to be either a lack of will or bureaucratic inertia. We've been asking the question all along, bureaucratic inertia or lingering homophobia? We can't get an answer. The Pentagon won't sit down and talk to us.